Right now, time to ring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for the Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And as we face this Memorial Day, a little cold and dreary, but still very meaningful day.
Yeah, it's one of those days. I say, if you're upset about the weather, just imagine the people, or the men, the women that have fought in far worse conditions than this.
Absolutely.
And gave their lives to give us the freedoms that we enjoy. Yeah.
So, lots of cancellations and changes with parades, as far as I know. The Sharon Parade has been pushed back to 1 o'clock this afternoon instead of this morning. The Cornwall is doing a drive-by. They're going to just drive by all the cemeteries and a very short ceremony on the green. Canaan has canceled, and Falls Village, I believe, is doing just a short ceremony on the green. And I'm not sure about Salisbury's canceled.
Salisbury's canceled. I don't think Canaan's canceled. When did they just cancel it recently?
They canceled yesterday. Kurt Harrington sent out a notice.
Okay, I didn't get that notice.
Yeah,
okay.
So unless they have changed their minds. So that was the word yesterday, yeah. So we'll try and see what we can do. And Kent. I believe Kent is still on.
It is still on, but the concert that they were going to have at the Kent Land Trust is postponed till June 6th.
You're right, with the Joint Chiefs. Yep. So it's been an interesting week. We did a story on the housing issue in Cornwall. Housing has become, as you know, a really lightning rod topic around. And so Cornwall held an affordable housing forum and had loads of people come and talk about all the various aspects of housing. The meeting that was scheduled for planning and zoning to talk about and maybe vote on its home business regulations, the new ones, they had technical problems. Zoom just didn't Zoom, so that was canceled and will have to be rescheduled. An interesting story here in Kent about two veterans we have who were supposed to be riding in the parade today. 100-year-old Larry Rifkin, who was a World War II vet, and Francois de Gregorio, who grew up in France and witnessed firsthand as a child the Nazi regime. Interesting gentleman, and you know, Marshall, it's always so enthralling to interview people like that and just hear what they went through and what their lives were like.
Yeah, in Kent, this is the first year that Andy Osef is not heading up all the preparations after many years.
I think this is his last.
This is his last year, yeah.
Yeah, and fortunately, the American Legion was about to disband because Andy was stepping down and couldn't find anybody, but Brett Kallstrom has stepped up, and so the Hall Jennings post will continue to be in existence, which is great news. Looking ahead, it's a weird week when Monday is the last day of the month. So we have Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow. There's a program at Hotchkiss, a book about Trump, which should be quite interesting. On this, that's going to be outside. It's their series of books, book signing 201, I think it's called, or 2.1 now, is been Zoom all for the last year and a half. This will be the first one outside on the lawn at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And the plant sale, the wonderful plant sale put on by the Taconic Grange, is this Saturday.
And they might even move it to Sunday with the sale of plants. They don't, you know, they always leave that option open. Well, they'll be back on a Sunday if they don't sell all the plants.
Yeah, and that's a great sale.
It's $2 a plant.
I mean, you can't beat it. I love it.
You can go in there with $40 and you can buy enough plants to start a whole garden.
The whole garden. And it's always fun to see the Grange people out there working and doing their best. So.
And North Canaan has their cleanup day on Saturday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So that's a great thing. People get out there and clean up their town. And we're seeing a lot of new businesses coming around. There's a new nutrition shop in Canaan that I've got to get up to and see. They sell good kinds of drinks and things down on Railroad Street. And we're getting some more new businesses here in Kent, and I'm sure in Cornwall. Looks like it's West Cornwall is starting to get some businesses. So whether it's, you know, because the pandemic is looking to be winding down, or it's just that kind of thing, cyclical, businesses are coming here.
Yeah, there's a skate and snowboard shop opening up at the former Utzler's.
Yeah, that's open. Three guys and skis, and they were. I've interviewed them. They're a lot of fun, and that should be well frequented, I'm sure. And of course, all eyes are going to be on the wastewater project in Fallsville in Cornwall, West Cornwall. There is a chance that they will get a huge grant. They're on the list, and if that happens, it will save the town a huge amount of money. There's grants coming through for all the towns, and they got on the list from Johanna Hayes putting it in. So stay tuned, because that's going to be very interesting. I haven't heard anything on the cell tower in Lakeville, have you?
It's just in the early beginning stages. Yep. I'm sure that will crop up over the course of the next couple of weeks.
We'll hear about that, but we'll be on it.
And the other good news is the movie house in Millerton opened up this past weekend.
Isn't that great?
They're going to close tomorrow for one day to get reset, and then they're going to be reopening again on the 2nd. And that is really good news for everybody, even though it's not necessarily Connecticut news. It is, because so many people from our area go to the movie house.
Yeah, and that was a sad thing to see, and yep. You know, the Sadlands for so long worked so hard to really make that a premier spot in town, and I'm so happy to see that. That was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ruth, I want you to have a good day today.
And yes, Marshall, you too, and it'll be back to business tomorrow.
That's it, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Okay.
Take care.
Ruth. You too.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, rep-am.com on the web.